Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is an area that's really known for being an open space, and there's been talks about putting mixed-use development out here. Where's the balance? What do you want this place to be in terms of land development?
I think that I'm hoping you can strike a balance, because certainly I think that the green space here, which is limited, is recognized that, you know, I think you have a plan, and there was a plan that was done, but then as people start coming and it's like a house, you move in and after a while you figure out that you know one room was laid out better than another. I think the same thing is here. So I think there needs to be recognition for green space. Of course, we do have an enormous outer harbor with miles and miles and acres of green space, which I think there's a lot more we can do there. But I do believe with good planning, you can strike the balance.
Do you think that there's a certain part of Canal Side, whether it's close to the boardwalk or right here where the arcade area is in the water, do you think that there's a place that absolutely should not be touched by a building?
I think that's something certainly to be discussed. I think we also need to be cognizant that we still have an awful lot of surface lots around here that I would hope those would be targeted to try to create activity there. So that's taken first as opposed to taking away green space or open space.
Overall, where would you like to see development go at Canal Side? Do you want to see some new buildings put in? I mean, we've got this Explore and
Work. Well, I think we have some great projects here which strike a balance. They're not imposing, I think, on limiting open space. I think we really want to make sure we're making this area a year-round attraction. I think Explore and Work, in particular the Children's Museum, is going to be that. I think it's going to be a godsend for a parent in the middle of February on a snowy day for something productive and healthy to do. That's one thing. I think that we still have to focus. We have the Audubon site that is clearly one we want to develop. We don't have that yet. We need to find the answer to that. But I think you're also going to hopefully see some stuff in the periphery happening it doesn't, you know, Canal Side doesn't have to just be the impetus for things in Canal Side. I think it also is such an amenity, you're going to see other people wanting to be in proximity to it.
You kind of teased on it, the Audubon site. Congressman Collins and Assemblyman Ryan, they had talked about having kind of like a market right there, just like a little farmer's market or a grocery market there. What would you like to see there?
You mean like a grocery store?
Not a grocery store, but just kind of like
a farmer's market type thing. I'm receptive to that. It may be an interim use, which there's nothing wrong with that, about creating activity and then building upon it. I think that certainly the farmer's markets, I know there have been talk about the DLW terminal. There's another existing building that is still not utilized, an enormous structure right on the waterfront. Those are the things I think would be the next phase to focus on. And I think there was some really neat plans of trying to connect the DLW into the arena, so they kind of interwork together. Certainly, where is the new train station going to go? That's something else that's going to be hopefully in proximity to this area.
As a developer, one-time developer, now a politician, where do you have to split the difference between the two fields? Because as a developer, you look at this place and think, wow, this is ripe, but it's got to be different as a politician.
Yeah, I think that right now, you know, my focus here is as the senator that has the honor of representing the waterfront. And I mean, so many people have done so many great things here thus far, and I'm just trying to help be a partner with these institutions that have taken these projects. The three projects we're talking are almost there. I want to make sure they get there and get built. I want to see, you know, the activity that we're seeing today, and I want to see Explore More hit its goal of being open in 2018. I want to see the carousel be an amenity that's open soon thereafter, and the expansion of the Naval and Servicemen's Park. We want to build on this momentum. We can't take it for granted that it's just going to be here. We have to continue to kind of feed this thing so we continue to solidify this, that it's here and here to stay.
Is it possible for Canalside to grow too quickly?
I think there's always that concern. I don't have it yet here. I think it's been 30 years. A lot of these projects are 30 years in the making that are finally coming up to fruition. So I'm not worried about that right now. I will monitor that. It will be a great day when we're really worried about it. But I think that we have a lot to do and a lot more opportunities that can be all win-wins.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.